Your weekly health and fitness coach is back. This is Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. It is Wednesday, March 25th at roughly 4 p.m. And you know what that means? A new episode of Competitive Edge is back on. I hope you sports fans are having a fantastic week so far. And if you just like health and fitness in general, are a sports fanatic like me, or just want to learn more about it, you're not going to want to leave during this next hour because I've got a lot of fun and exciting information to share with you. So let's not wait another minute and jump right into this week's sports update. Our theme today is kind of a tough loss. I'm going to explain all the sports updates since the coronavirus pandemic has started. So, all sports have been canceled, put on hold, postponed, all of the above, and for athletes, it is a sad, sad time. To start, baseball, who is supposed to be doing their last few games of spring training and prepping for opening day tomorrow, has been canceled. Spring training is finished, and opening day has been postponed to at least April 9th, but it's very unlikely that it'll happen on that day. So the MLB is joining the NBA, NHL, and MLS in their postponing of the season, and it's the fourth major American pro sports league to do this because of the coronavirus. So for the athletes who are working hard in training and having a good spring training, it's kind of a bummer because now they have to keep up that work while staying safe and being quarantined without their opening day happening soon. Next up, for basketball, all games have been postponed and they're in a similar boat as baseball. So they have no games happening right now. Playoffs, unaware of when that will start up again. They're just kind of on hold, staying safe and healthy for right now. But former player Jason Collins has just tested positive for the coronavirus, and he was a former NBA star. He played 13 seasons in the National Basketball Association and played college basketball for Stanford, where he was an All-American. So he played for the Boston Celtics, Atlanta Hawks, and the Washington Wizards. So we are sending our prayers to Jason Collins and his family so he stays healthy and safe and has a good recovery from this. And then not for professional basketball, but for college basketball, March Madness is canceled. So for many senior athletes, they won't get their final tournament play, which is a bummer because their hard work and dedication isn't going to the championship that they were hoping they were going to get. So March Madness is done. All spring seasons, the NCAA has canceled all spring sports and seasons for all college athletes. At Dominican, the sports in the spring, tennis, lacrosse, softball, and track and field, all their seasons have been canceled, so they are done. They can't finish out their season, and the ones in their off season have been canceled as well. So college athletes are on a break right now. Sports are put on hold. Everything's kind of done right now. And for high school sports, the same exact thing. Spring season's canceled. If you didn't get to finish out your season, you don't get to finish out your season. And especially for club sports as well, many tournaments are being canceled, put on hold, or postponed because of this pandemic. So we're hoping everyone stays safe and things start to pick back up again, hopefully. So that is kind of our bummer sports update for the day. I'm sorry we don't have any live sports to catch you up on, but we're going to take a quick break. So don't run away. I'll be back in a few minutes.
first and I was stopped where the west was all that one, all alone, smoking his last cigarette. I said, where you been? He said, asking anything. Where were you when everything was falling apart?
Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach on Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. So before the break, we had a sad moment talking about the cancellation of all sports for athletes and sports fans and everyone. But now we're going to try and lighten the mood and talk about what you can do while you're inside. And especially for those athletes who aren't taking part in the games and practices that they thought they were going to, now's a good time for your body to rest and recover and to come back better than ever when we can finally go back and practice. So today, our sports fitness trend and fad is rest and recovery. So I'm going to hit on a few important things to talk about to rest your body, and let's get right into it. So the first thing I would recommend to rest and recover is stretch. You want to stretch every day as much as possible because it helps with your sore muscles and it'll break up the lactic acid in them, which is beneficial for athletes. So I know myself as an athlete, it's important to stretch before you work out, after you work out, because it decreases your risk of injury and enables your muscles to work effectively. And so stretching also helps your joints move through their full range of motion. So it's basically prepping you for the amount of strenuous activity that you're going to do. But it's also really important afterwards because you're not going to be as stiff or tense throughout the day if you stretch and cool down properly. But since we aren't able to do practices or fitness exercises or stuff like that, you can still work out. But it's important to just stretch on your own and rest and recover, because stretching isn't necessarily a warm-up. You may hurt yourself if you just stretch your muscles right off the bat. You always want to do a jog or something before or after a workout, but it is very beneficial. I know as an athlete, stretching helps me. It gets my body ready for the activity. And some important tips for you when you're stretching is, don't bounce when you're stretching. Stretch in a smooth movement without bouncing, because this bouncing as you stretch can injure your muscle and actually contribute to muscle tightness. So it will make the muscle groups more sore if you bounce, most likely. And then you want to hold your stretch, breathe normally, and hold each stretch for 30 seconds. And then in problem areas, you want to stay there a little longer. So stay as long as you feel like you need to. And don't aim for pain. So if it's really painful, that's not right. You want to go to where you can handle it, but expect to feel tension, not pain. If it hurts, you've pushed it too far. So back off to where you don't feel pain and then hold that stretch. So that's important because you don't want to injure yourself even more than you need to. And then you can make your stretches more sport specific. So depending on what type of exercise you normally do, like for example, I'm a soccer player. I would focus my stretching on my lower body and my legs to make sure I'm working on the areas that I use the most. But if you do like full body activities, you can definitely make sure you focus on all areas so you're stretching and getting your muscles recovered and relaxed and so on. So stretching is very beneficial. And for those, so you want to try and get a stretching like routine that you know what you're doing before and after every workout. And also just at home in the morning, if you wake up, do like 5 stretches that you consistently do. But if you need help finding a routine, I recommend going on to YouTube and looking up stretching videos. You can type in stretching videos for lower body, stretching videos for arms, stretching videos for core, and so on. And that will be super beneficial because you will work on becoming more limber in those areas that you use consistently. And so my favorite stretching routine is by Mad Fit, and it's on YouTube. It's a 30-minute stretching routine, so it doesn't take up that much of your day. And it's called Beginning Stretching for the Inflexible. So as an athlete, I know for myself personally, I am not the most limber. I'm sore constantly because of how much I'm lifting and running. And so this stretching video really helps get all the muscle groups that I need, and it's not super intense at the beginning, and you can gradually make it more intense, so it's very helpful and beneficial. But you can look up so many different stretching videos on YouTube, and that's free, and you can do it in your house anywhere you need to, basically, which is super helpful. So stretching, it's helpful for athletes. I recommend doing it. So our next method of rest and relaxation is rolling out. So rolling out is, it's kind of tricky to explain without showing it, but it's using a foam roller, which is a cylinder of styrofoam, or they have some with PVC pipe and like rubber around them, to help work on your sore muscles. So foam rolling can help relieve muscle tightness, soreness, and inflammation, and it will also increase your joint range of motion. So similar to stretching, it has a lot of the same benefits, but foam rolling, if you have a ton of knots or tight areas, this is super beneficial because you can focus in on those areas and hold the foam roller in that place for a long time. So this is also effective to add to your warm-up or cool-down. All the things that I'm going to state, you can add to the beginning or end of any workout, and they will be super beneficial. So foam rolling is effective to the beginning or end of your workout, and benefits of it vary from person to person because we're all different, but some of the benefits are it eases muscle pain. So it can ease muscle pain and reduce inflammation. So if you have a tight area or a knot in your quad, you can focus in on that and on rolling it out, which will ease your muscle pain and soreness, and it will help increase your joint movement overall. So the next benefit that I'm going to go to is it increases your range of motion. So range of motion is important for flexibility and performance. So if you foam roll a lot, you'll also become more flexible, making stretching easier. And so these all will just benefit each other. So I recommend doing all of the tips that I'm giving to you today. But researchers found evidence that 11 adolescent athletes used a combination of foam rolling and strategic stretching, and this was most effective for increasing your range of motion. So if you're tight all the time and really sore, you want to do this combination of stretching and foam rolling because it will be very beneficial for you and your sport in general, because you're able to use your muscles and all your limbs as well as you should be. Here's another little fun fact on foam rolling. It can temporarily reduce appearance of cellulite. For those, today our society is very visual, and for those who are self-conscious about it, foam rolling can help smooth out your skin temporarily. It's definitely possible. If you want to try it, go for it. I'd recommend it. So that's another fun fact. And then to go back to the more serious parts of foam rolling, it can help relieve back pain. So if your back is tight and tense all the time, just get your foam roller, lay over it, and just sit there for a little bit. And that will, sometimes it'll get your vertebrae back in alignment if they're out of alignment. And it'll, if you slowly roll the roller from side to side, it'll do that. And then do that instead of keeping it horizontal, because if you keep it horizontal, you can arch and strain your back. So foam rolling also helps you relax if you're rolling out your muscles and you're easing that muscle pain and inflammation and joint pain and all that, getting rid of those knots. You're going to be less tense and you're going to relax and let go a little bit more. So for foam rolling, if you don't have a foam roller and you don't want to get one, you can use anything that's cylinder shaped and won't break. So like a Hydro Flask or another metal water bottle of some sort you can use to roll out. I know I've done that before and it's super beneficial. Like when I'm on the go at a tournament and I didn't bring my foam roller and I have a tight muscle, I use my water bottle to roll out. You can also use a lacrosse ball. That is very beneficial as well, because that'll focus on small knots and everything. And especially if you're sitting in a chair and you put it behind you on your back and you have a tight back, you can focus on working out the tension in that as well. But I would recommend using a foam roller first and foremost. But if not, those are some other things that you can use. So those are the benefits of foam rolling. And I would recommend doing foam rolling and stretching every single day or as much as you can, because they benefit each other and will help you become more flexible and be able to do the exercises that you like to do better, basically. So our next thing that we're going to talk about for athletes to rest and recover, and not just athletes, anyone who's active or anyone who wants to live a healthier lifestyle, we're going to talk about proper nutrition. So as an athlete myself, I have to be very cautious about what I'm putting in my body to make sure it's going to give me the right fuel I need to play collegiate soccer. And especially in college, it's very difficult to do. But what I've noticed is a lot of protein, vegetables, and fruits get the job done. That's for me. Everyone's body is different, but you want to make sure you're eating fresh fruits, vegetables, whole grains, nuts, lean proteins. So try and stay away from red meat. Eat a lot of chicken or salmon, fish, that type of thing, because those are very beneficial and they don't have the fatty acids that other foods may have. You want to stay away from processed foods. I know we all love candy. I love candy, but try and limit it and eat as little as possible, because sometimes you just do need a sweet and it's okay to treat yourself, but don't do it all the time. And so the benefits of proper nutrition can reduce the risk of some diseases, including heart disease, diabetes, stroke, cancers. And so if you eat properly and you try to focus in on certain things that you want to avoid, this can help you become a healthier person overall. Like a lack of red meats can help reduce your risk of heart disease because you're not having the fat from them. And less processed foods and sugar intake is also beneficial for reducing your risk of diseases. So it can reduce high blood pressure, lower high cholesterol, improve your well-being, and also For myself, I've noticed the more fruit and vegetables I eat, the less likely I am to get sick. So in this time, make sure you're taking your vitamins, eating your fruit and veggies, and it can improve your ability to fight off illness and also recover from illness or injury. So the healthier you eat sometimes your ability to recover from injury is quicker. So for athletes, if you get injured, focus on your eating. And for me, it's happened when I hurt my ankle. I ate healthy and I came back faster than the doctors expected me to come back. So that is super helpful. So the importance of good nutrition and a proper diet and doing this with physical activity can help you reach and maintain a healthy weight and reduce your risk of chronic diseases and promote your overall health and happiness. So when you're feeding your body well, you're going to feel happy, and that's going to impact your overall everyday life. So that's a different, it's not a physical activity, but it's a very beneficial activity. So focus in on your proper nutrition and eating habits as well to rest and recover during this time. And finally, my second to last tip to rest and relax is to go outside and move your legs. If you're sitting inside all day doing your online classes or working or just watching TV, go for a walk or a light jog outside. Take your dog for a walk. Take an animal for a walk. Go walk with your friends. Not your friends, social distancing. Go walk with your family, the people who are living in your household, to get your blood moving. And this will get rid of the lactic acid that's in your sore leg muscles if you're sore or tired already. And so that'll make your body more likely, less likely to get injured and more likely to be able to perform at the high level you need to perform at. And so go for a walk. It doesn't have to be a long walk, just around your neighborhood. A little light run, some stretching, rolling out. Those will all be super beneficial. And then my last tip is ice baths. So ice baths are my least favorite thing in the world, but they are very, very helpful if you do it properly. So for those of you who have a pool, it's probably cold right now. You can go sit in there for a good 5 to 10 minutes and it will get your legs and muscles back and recovered. And okay, ice baths. So personally, my experience with ice baths during double days, our coach would make us take one after our first training and before our second, about an hour and a half before our second training, but right after our first training, so our legs would like rest and recover to get ready for our next training. Because for me, it gets rid of the pain in your legs because you're freezing cold, so you don't feel it anymore and your legs feel fresh and ready to go afterwards. Everyone reacts differently, but it's important not to be in an ice bath for more than 15 minutes because then you run the chance of hypothermia. And so the ideal time is like anywhere from like 5 to 15 minutes. If you can stay in that time frame, you're good and it'll be beneficial for you. So the possible benefits of ice baths is that it eases sore and aching muscles. So after an intense workout, the cold immersion can be a relief to sore, burning muscles. Also, if you're just sore, sometimes it's good to take it because it relieves the pain. And it helps your central nervous system. So an ice bath can help your nervous system by aiding in sleep and consequently making you feel better from having less fatigue. It gives you that burst of energy because you're sitting in such cold water that you're ready to go right after you get out. And ice baths limit the inflammatory response. So decreasing the local temperature after exercise helps limit the inflammatory response, which means decreasing the amount of inflammation, which helps you recover faster. So our coach made us get in the ice baths after because we were able to recover that much quicker and be ready and more on top of it for our next training. Ice baths also decrease the effect of heat and humidity that it can have on athletes. So an ice bath prior to a long race in conditions where there is an increase in temperature or humidity can lower your core body temperature a few degrees, and that can lead to an improved performance because you're not focused on the heat as much and it's not impacting your body a ton. And so make sure my tips for taking an ice bath, because it can be it's a serious recovery and there are risks to it, is you want your temperature to be between 50 to 59 degrees Fahrenheit, and your time shouldn't go more than 15 minutes. And it's recommended to immerse your entire body in the ice bath to gain the best effect. But if to start out, if you haven't done it before, you're going to want to ease into it. Start with your feet and then go to your legs and so on. And then for me, as a soccer player, I just go up to my hips because that's where I need the most focus in on. And so at home, use a thermometer to check it and make sure you're timing yourself. So those have been my tips for the important ways to rest and relax and recover from taking an ice bath. And we're going to take a quick time out. This is DJ Coach on Competitive Edge. Don't run away, because I will be back in a second. Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach. You are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California, broadcasting worldwide on FM 102.3 and radio.dominican.edu. So before the break, I gave you some tips on how to rest and recover during our time inside, but now I have a special guest here to talk about other things you can do. So today we have Greg Gold here with us. Hi, Greg. Welcome.
Hey, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing very good.
And so do you want to give us some background on your time in sports and athletics?
Sure, I'd love to. So I grew up as an athlete. I played sports all the way through college, Division II, where I played football and wrestled. And then after that, I got my master's degree in sports medicine. And from there, I actually worked for the San Francisco 49ers for 5 years back in the early 90s and finished my career with them when we won the Super Bowl.
What did you do with the San Francisco 49ers? What was your role?
I was an athletic trainer, and I worked under the head trainer. His name was Lindsey McLean. at the time. And I worked with the athletes to get them rehabilitated and reconditioned and back in shape after an injury so that they could go back onto the football field.
And what were some of your roles every day that you would do?
Lots of different things. So we would prepare the athletes for practice. We would do their pre-practice treatments, condition them in strength and training. We'd work on rehabilitation with them. Then out on the field, we would watch the athletes and the practice and make sure that there weren't any injuries that happened. And if there were, we would take care of the athletes and help them to get better. And also, we would look at athletes and help to improve them in either their running gait or their form and technique to make them a better athlete.
Okay, so before we dive into these deeper questions, do you want to give us one of your favorite memories working with the 49ers?
Yeah, I would have to say my biggest, most favorite memory was when we won the Super Bowl in 1995. It was actually the 94-95 football season. And being able to work with a championship organization and take it all the way to the end and actually win the Super Bowl, and then to participate in the celebrations afterwards and being part of the parade and everything that occurred on the in San Francisco, and seeing all the people that came out, the thousands and thousands of people to celebrate our fifth Super Bowl win.
Well, that's pretty cool. Not many people can say they've been a part of that. So my first question for you is, during this time inside, what is the best thing for athletes or just anyone wanting to live a healthy lifestyle to be doing to make sure they're resting and recovering their bodies properly?
That's a great question. Probably the two most important things I would say is, one is hydration, making sure that you're drinking lots and lots of fluid and healthy fluids instead of, you know, stay away from the sodas and the alcohols, but drink more of the natural drinks like water. Tea is good. It's a natural diuretic, but making sure that you're staying hydrated, and then also making sure that you're actually getting the proper nutrients in you. So that's the healthy nutrients, not the candies and the processed foods, but more the healthy foods like the proteins, the non-complex or the complex carbohydrates, and ensuring that you're not overloading yourself in the processed foods.
What would an ideal breakfast, lunch, and dinner be that you would recommend?
Ooh, that's a tough one. It depends on the athlete and what they like to eat.
So then what would your favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner as a healthy athlete be to rest and recover your body?
So a good healthy breakfast would be something like oatmeal with berries. You could do some nuts and some honey on that, which would be a good healthy breakfast that gives you the complex carbohydrates that you need and some protein that'll allow you to sustain throughout the day. A healthy lunch would be something in the range of, something that has protein in there and probably could be anything like eggs, scrambled eggs, hard-boiled eggs, hummus, and then adding in the vegetables like broccoli, cauliflower, snap peas, carrots. Those are all good healthy foods that your body can digest and use the nutrients for muscle recovery and body recovery. And then a dinner could be, it could also, you also want another portion of protein. So, good proteins are your chicken, even turkey. Stay away from the fatty meats that could cause a lot of problems. And then you want something that's going to have the carbohydrates in there too. So we used to recommend for the athletes, a baked potato. Those are good in carbohydrates and the steamed vegetables too.
Okay, thank you. That was very helpful, especially for people who have plenty of time now to cook from home.
Yeah.
So next, what is your best recommendation for how to fix sore muscles?
So lots of different techniques that you can use to help fix sore muscles. One is, I guess the question would be, what's the sore muscle from? Is it a sore muscle from exercise? Is it a sore muscle from an injury? That would be my first question to better understand that.
That's a good question. Well, we have a wide variety of listeners on this radio show, so it can be any of the above. Pick your favorite or most common one that you'd want to talk about.
Okay. So there's a couple different techniques, especially for people that are, just sore. Let's look at sore muscles from exercise, and that you may have exercised more intensely one day. It could have been a strength training workout or a high endurance cardiovascular workout. There's some great there's some great products that are allowed out on the market. Am I allowed to say a product that we can would recommend? Mm-hmm. Okay. So there's some great products out there that actually allow you and help facilitate muscle recovery. One of them is a goo product, and they call it Roctane. And the reason I'm such a big fan of that is because it actually has not only the electrolytes that you need to help for muscle recovery, the potassiums, the sodiums, and the magnesiums that are really important, but also the other piece of it, it actually comes with the complex enzymes that you need for muscle recovery. So the nice thing about that is that the two together actually help facilitate muscle recovery and actually eliminate the soreness in the muscle so that you can actually come around better. Now, if you don't have access to that or you don't want to spend the money for that, a great simple trick that we used to use back in the day when I was with the 49ers is a good old glass of chocolate milk works really well. And the reason for that is that the chocolate actually helps to stimulate the processing of the electrolytes that are actually in the calcium that's in the milk to help facilitate muscle recovery too.
Okay, so just to clarify that, you want to get Goo Roctane. If you are available and wanting to spend the money, it'll be super beneficial, or chocolate milk will also help as well. So I have another question. Are walks, just getting up and walking around, is that beneficial to help relieve soreness in your legs?
Absolutely. Anytime your body actually craves exercise, so anytime that you can actually get out and move and get the blood circulating, it's a cleansing process and helps to eliminate any of the waste product that may be left over from a workout. Any of the byproduct from that workout can help get flushed out of your system, and it clears out the soreness and it helps quite a bit. And that's why you'll see athletes before a workout do a pre-warm-up to help stimulate the blood flow and get the body circulating, and then after a workout to help kind of cleanse out the body too.
So it's a good time to just go out and walk with your dog right now with the free time we have.
Just keep your social distancing.
Yes. Okay, ice baths. There's a lot of conversation and talk about ice baths, and many athletes use them. Can you explain how they're beneficial or if they put athletes at risk?
Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, for as long as there's been athletics, there's always been a discussion about whether hot or cold is good for an athlete. And, it's kind of got mixed research in theory. When I was with the 49ers, we used to use ice baths all the time. And the purpose behind it was when you come out of a practice, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get, the body wrapped in cold, and what that does is cause everything to constrict. And when it constricts, it's almost like a pumping motion or a massage motion that pushes that byproduct from the workout out of your muscles. And then when you come out of the ice bath, what happens is that everything dilates. So then all the blood rushes back in or rushes into the areas where it was cold, and then it helps to push fresh oxygenated blood into the into the area that was cold.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And another topic that I didn't hit on before in ways that are beneficial for athletes and people to rest and recover, but sleep. Sleep is one of the most underrated tools for recovery and rest. Do you want to elaborate on that?
Yeah, sleep is probably the most important aspect of recovery, right? Because it gives your body the downtime to kind of do what it needs to work through all the many organisms and many components that make up the body and get that to recover and rebuild. So sleep is actually used for that time when muscle regenerates and grows, gets stronger. It also is the time when the body flushes things out of its system and clears out the cells and the microorganisms that are critical. So getting good sleep allows the body to do its normal cleansing process.
Well, thank you, Greg. You've been very helpful and beneficial. Is there anything else you want to add or something that I didn't ask you about that you want to talk about?
I guess my question back would be, what from those things that you learned today or we talked about today, what pieces would you use in your recovery sequence for as an athlete?
Well, personally, for myself, as an athlete, I stretch and roll out to recover, and I make sure I'm eating the proper nutrients that I need to fuel my body and sleep is something that I need to work on better because as a student athlete, there's not enough time in the day to do everything that I need to and want to do, but that is a crucial part and it does help my body rest and recover.
That's a great point. And you know, and you touched on that piece that was that's a new modality that wasn't there before when I was with the 49ers is the foam balls and rolling out, but those are absolutely critical and it's like getting a deep tissue massage. And it does it's very similar to actually using ice baths or cryotherapy, where you can actually cause the body to constrict, and as it releases and dilates again, then the fresh blood flows in there. So,
well, thank you for coming in and talking today. I hope you are staying safe and social distancing, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. I'm glad we got to do this 6 feet apart. Have a great day.
Thank you. Okay, we're going to take a quick time out, but don't worry. Competitive Edge with DJ Coach will be back in a few minutes. Welcome back to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach, your daily dose of health and fitness for the week. You are listening to Penguin Radio, the official radio station of Dominican University of California on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. So I just want to do a quick recap on what we have talked about today before our time comes to an end. We started with the sad news that sports have been canceled because of the coronavirus. So everything is postponed. I don't know when I will have a live sports update for you again, but hopefully very soon when athletes are able to play and participate again and everyone is safe and healthy. So fingers crossed, that'll be in the near future. But if not, I will come up with more creative sports updates for you. But today, I'm going to recap on the benefits of rest and recovery for athletes. So some important things to do. Make sure you stretch. You want to have a stretching routine that you do consistently to focus on the core muscles that you use in your sport or the exercises that you do. This will make sure you get full and maximum movement out of them and will help relieve the pain that you do have in your muscles already. Go on YouTube, look up stretching routines for specific areas that you want to focus on, and that's free at no cost. You can do it anywhere, anytime, any place, and it won't take up that much of your day. Going off of stretching, rolling out is very important as well. If you don't have a foam roller or you don't want to buy one, you can use a lacrosse ball, a tennis ball, a metal water bottle, something that'll keep its shape if you roll on it. And that will be beneficial for getting out those knots and pain you have. It is like a deep tissue massage, so it will do the work that you need to be done at no cost. proper nutrition, very important. Make sure you're eating your fruits, your vegetables, your lean proteins. You can have some carbohydrates, but don't overdo it on them. Just make sure you're doing a healthy, balanced diet, because fueling your body is what it needs to be able to compete at the level that you need to exercise and train at. And drink lots and lots of water. You want to stay away from sodas or sugary drinks, focus in on water, tea, the healthy stuff. And also go out, move your legs, go for a walk around the neighborhood. Make sure you're social distancing, but go for a walk around the neighborhood. Take your dog for a walk, walk with the family members in your house, go for a little run, get outside. That'll get the lactic acid moving in your legs and will get them ready to do your exercises again. You can take an ice bath if you want. Don't stay in there for more than 15 minutes. 10 to 15 is ideal. Make sure it's between 50 and 59 degrees Fahrenheit. You want to make sure it's cold enough, but not too cold where you're going to get hyperthermia right when you get in it. Check it with a thermometer, and that will get you energized. You'll feel good as new, ready to go for your next workout if you need to. And finally, make sure you sleep. Sleep is very important. You want to get your 8 hours every night because it allows your body to rest and regenerate. And so our time today has come to an end. I always enjoy talking to you guys about sports and health and fitness and everything that's good. Next Wednesday, we'll have a different sports focus. Hopefully, I'll be creative with it. We'll see what I'm going to talk about. And we will look at a new aspect of it. Stay tuned for a new fitness or nutrition fad. And if you enjoyed this episode, come back next week. Thank you for listening to Competitive Edge with DJ Coach. And don't break a sweat, because I'll be back next Wednesday on Penguin Radio, broadcasting worldwide on radio.dominican.edu and FM 102.3. Have a sportstastic week, and I'll see you next time on Competitive Edge.